Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
The prairie landscape this time of year is awash in color. And two of the more commonly known wildflowers, prairie coneflower and purple coneflower, are or will be soon flowering across the state. Prairie coneflower, also known as upright prairie coneflower, blooms in North Dakota roughly from June through August. This member of the aster family grows from 1 to 3 feet tall and produces a flower head that's a little different from what the casual observer would identify as a member of the aster family. Many members of the aster family, such as sunflowers, produce a flower head with inconspicuous disc flowers in the center and petal-like ray flowers on the margins. The disc flowers of prairie coneflower, however, form a cylinder around 1.5 inches long, with 4 to 10 yellow ray flowers drooping from the base. Native American tribes used prairie coneflower for a variety of medicinal conditions, such as to treat stomachache. It was also used to treat snake bite and exposure to poison ivy. The leaves were used to make a tea. Purple coneflower, also called Echinacea, the genus name, flowers in the state roughly from June into August. It's also a member of the aster family that grows from 1 to 3 feet tall. It produces a single flower head, which has a large rounded orange-brown disc with 15 to 20 pinkish to light purple rays on the margins, about 1.5 inches long, that grow outward before drooping down. The stem and leaves are hairy and rough, with the leaves being mostly at the base of the plant. Purple coneflower was perhaps the most widely used medicinal plant by the Plains Indians. Principally used as an anesthetic, the roots, immature heads, and seeds were chewed to treat toothache, stomachache, sore throat, and various bites. I've chewed the root, and although it isn't like a shot of Novocaine, it definitely has a numbing effect. A common demonstration of this medicinal use is to chew a bit of the root, perhaps 1/4 inch in length, in the front of the mouth just inside the front teeth. While chewing, try to expose the tip of the tongue to the juices produced. A definite tingling sensation will develop. Although assumed to be safe, some people have had allergic reactions to the plant. I've put links to more information about these plants along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.